We are learning the Sechs Bar Basra Daf Kufchav Gimel Amud Aleph. We are starting Kufchav Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line, Tanu Rabbanan. We know there's a din that a Bechar, the oldest son of a father, he's the firstborn, he gets Pishnayim, he gets double. Now what does it mean he gets double? The Pasuk says, Ki Yasa Bechar Ben Astoy Yaker Losses Loy Pishnayim Bechal Ashiyamot, so he gets double. What does it mean double? And our Gemara has two tzadim what it means double. Doesn't mean that he gets two portions, or does it mean he gets double of the entire, he gets two-thirds basically of the entire estate. He gets double of whatever else is getting altogether. I'll give you an example. Let's say the father leaves of $120,000 and there's altogether five brothers, including the Bechar. Altogether five. So if you say he gets two portions, what you do is you split the $120,000 into six portions of $20,000 each. The Bechar gets two times $20,000, which is $40,000. And the other brother gets 20,000, means he gets two portions. That's one side. The other side would be, no. You split it up like this, that the Bechar gets two-thirds, he gets Pishtayim, he gets two-thirds, he gets 80,000, and all the 40,000 is split up on all the four, because he gets two-thirds. And the Gemara says that the truth is, that when it's only one brother, so then you have both of these aspects. If you have altogether one brother, all together two boys, and the one's the Bechar, so in the case of the 120,000, so the Bechar gets 80,000 and the Pashut gets 40,000. It's either way, it's like that. Either if you hold it's two portions, it's 40,000 each, and therefore it's 80,000, or if you hold two thirds, also 80,000. So the Shaila is, which part is the main Pishnayim? Is Pishnayim two portions, or is Pishnayim two thirds of the whole Nechasim? That's going to be the discussion of this price. Tom Rabbanon. Lost the Pishnayim says in the Pasuk that you get double. The Bechar gets double. Pishnayim ke'echad. It means two portions. Two portions of one brother. Two portions. Which means, like the example, we say he split it up into six and he gets two portions. Atoyim ve'pishnayim ke'echad oyenoy elo pishnayim ke'echasim. Oyenoy means he gets two-thirds of all the chasim. But then let's try to learn it out. It says in the Pasuk get Pishnayim. The top of now of Kuchu Gimel Meralf. It says, get Pishnayim. Now, say, Chalkem Echad, Chalkem Chamisha, you get Pishnayim. Say, if you have one brother, or if you have five brothers, the loch is that you get Pishnayim. So you can say like this, Ma Chalkem Echad, Pishnayim Gechad, just like when you split with one, you get two portions. Av Chalkem Chamisha, Pishnayim Gechad, just the same thing, if you have five brothers, you'll get two portions, that's all you get. Oh, you clap the Arzu, say this way, Chalkem Echad, Chalkem Chamisha, Ma Chalkem Echad, just like when you split up only one brother, you get two thirds. Pishtaim Chalachas gets two thirds of one chasim. Af Chalkem Chamisha, Pishtaim Chalachasim. Same thing, if you split up with five brothers, you also get two thirds. So what? Which way? Which way do we do Pishtaim? Talmud Leimar says in the Pasuk, Vahoyah, Vyoyim Achiloi, and the Pasuk goes further, as Banavash Yirloi, and this is extra Pasuk. So what's it saying? We know already you get, the Bechar gets double. Why does the Pasuk have to say, Vahoyah, Vyoyim Achiloi, as Banavash Yirloi, Leuch Levakas, Venahuva, Venahuva, Bechar? What's the whole extra Pasuk? Gemara says this pasuk teaching us to give us to teach us that there's more nachla to the banav. Hatoy rips a nachla itzol ha'achim. That therefore, if it's post the shaila, they get more, which means that the bechar just takes two portions and not two thirds of the entire estate. Ha ain't a lechel odum loshen klosh nachla. You don't see like the second loshen like loshen rishon, which means they only get the bechar only gets two portions and not two thirds of the entire estate. And the Gemara, the bryce brings another raya, but oimer. Pasuk is Nivra Yomim of Nei Ruvain Bechar Yisrael. Ruvain was Bechar Yisrael. Kiwa Bechar Vechal Lo Yitzu Yaviv. It's all part of Pasuk that when he played around with the bed of Yaakov Avinu and he moved out. He didn't want Bilah to, after Rachel was Nifter, he didn't feel it was right that Bilah sleep with Yaakov. He held his mother should be with Yaakov, and therefore he moved Yaakov's bed. So because of such a thing that he did, a quick, impulsive thing, Nitna b'chirasa b'nei Yosef ben Yisrael. The Bechar was given to Yosef, the son of Yaakov, loyles yachas l'Bechar. Not that he's considered the Bechar, when we say the Yichus, Reuven is always considered the Bechar, but when it came to Pishnayim, it went to Yosef. Va'oimer, and the Pasuk says, and that's Raya, Pishnayim means two portions, we'll see soon. It means, because Yosef got two Shvatim, Menashe Ephraim, which is not two-thirds of the entire 12 Shvatim, it's two more Shvatim, which is two portions. Another pasuk says Yehuda gever be'achiv. Yehuda really was the strongest and the leader of the brothers. Lo nagid mimenu. He was the leader of Abachayr. Yosef, still the Abachayr went to Yosef. And we learn out, Nemra b'chayra l'yosef, Nemra b'chayra l'dairis. Says Lashon b'chayra by dairis, Lashon b'chayra in this pasuk. Ma b'chayra mura l'yosef yishnam g'echad. It was two portions, like we see, it was Ephraim u'menashe, ach b'chayra mura l'dairis, pishnayim g'echad. It was double of one portion. This is a pshitas to the shayla, another pshitas to the shayla. We had one pshitas was from the pasuk b'chayra b'chila, and then we put down a few two more pshukim that are pshitas to the shayla that teaches us that pishnayim means two portions. V'aymer, another pasuk, it says, V'anina sati l'chol, Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, Hatzadik, V'anina sati l'chol, Shechem achad al l'checho, Asher l'kachti mi'an Amori v'charbi v'kashti. I'm going to give you an extra portion that I took from Amori, which is Esav v'charbi v'kashti. And Amori just explains the Pshat of the pasuk, but v'charbi v'kashti l'chach, that Yaakov take it with a sword and a spear. But look right now, it says the pasuk to Hillim, Ki lo v'kashti eftach, I don't rely on my keshes, on my bow and arrow on my spear, but I don't go with my sword, so it wasn't even charbi kashti. Allah charbi zu tefila, that is tefila. The kashti and kashti, which pasha means a bow and arrow, zu by kasha, that means by kasha. Also kashti by kasha, it means tefila. Vada Yaakov Avinu got everything with tefila and not with arms. That's not the way a Yiddish person does something with arms. They do it with tefila. Balak aponim. We have here psukim that say this puzzle is Shechem Achad Alachecha. Again, smash is an extra portion. So you have a bunch of psukim to teach us that Pishtai means double portions. Now, Yomar wants to know why do we need more psukim? My Vayimer, what is this extra psukim? Lechit Tema, you'll tell me hi. This is the Brisa talking. We told Rabbi Hoya Ben Chiloi as Bonov that this puzzle, extra puzzle, teaches us there's more nakla to the children. And if there's more nakla to the children, it means that the brothers get more, and the B'chara just takes Pishnayim. So my Vo'imer, B'chit Tema, that Pasuk of Hoya Ben Chiloi, hi, look Rabbi Yechim Ben Breiko, that's not extra. We need it for the din of Yechim Ben Breiko that says you have a right to pick out one son out of all the sons and give the Yerusha to that son. Even though you can't pick out a stranger and say, I'm giving Yerusha to them, that's Master Maskos Matayra. But if the person is a Yerush, even though there's other sons, I can give a dafka to him. You know, from this Pasuk. So we need the Pasuk something. So how do you know a Pishnayim of a Bechar means two portions? Tashma, the Pasuk says, V'nei Ruvein Bechar Yisrael. And here it says the word, Nitna Bechay Rasay L'vnei Yosef. And we learn, looks like Yosef is two portions. So we learn Bechayra, Bechayrasa to Bechayr. And Bechitem, you'll say, Bechayr, Bechayrasa to Gavina. You'll learn out the word Bechayr from Bechayrasa, different words. Tashma, not a Pasuk. Ba Bechayr, El Yosef, there's the same word Bechayr. Bechitem, Yosef, Gufa, Maid, Pishnayim, Gechrava. And if you could tell me who said Yosef only got Pishnayim, maybe got more. Tashma, it says, V'nisat lechem, Shechem, Achad, Achad, give you one extra portion. And how do you know that means, one extra portion means, extra shavit? We'll see. Omle, Apopala, Baye, Medikla, Ba, Mim, Zistam got an extra tree. Extra palm tree. Ama alecha, ama krah, ama leah, alecha, ama krah. Ephraim Nasha, Kerubim, Shimon, Yuli. That Ephraim Nasha were like Reuben and Shimon, and therefore you see that they got an extra shavit, they got a double shavit, and that's how we see that Pishnayim always means two portions and not two thirds of the entire estate. So now the Gemara will talk about Yaakov and Yosef and Legabi the Bechayra. Boyim Menei, Ashtik Legaratana. What's pshat when Yaakov took away the bechayr from Reuven and gave it to Yosef? It says that when he was mechalal the bed of his father, he lost the bechayr. So Ella Mercy, I mean to ask you this: my raw, what shenos lo Yosef? Why did he give it to Yosef? Okay, we understand why Reuven lost the bechayr. Why? Because he was chalal yitzuyavim, but why vas epis was given to Yosef? So Gemara says like this: Em shchalam mashal ma davdema. The Baal Bayis shegodol yosam mesech beis. And the way he responds says that the mashal is like this: that if a Baal Bayis who's megadol yosam who doesn't have any food and you've been megadol him in your house, which was Yosef who was megadol Yaakov, because Yaakov came to Mitzrayim without any food and Yosef supported them. L'yom hasher yosam. Then later on, the Yosim became rich. For Omar, he said, I'm going to give Nechosim to the Baal HaBayis. And the Gemara says, here also, Yosef took care of Yaakov, who was like the Yosim. Once Yaakov got richer, and he got the Bechayra, he said, no, I'll pay back Yosef with the Bechayra. So Gemara has a kasha on that. Before we get to the kasha, Gemara is a Peldig Gemara. Lechayra, it's not a good example, it's not a good muscle, it's not similar to the case of Yaakov. Lechayra, Yaakov had the Bechayr from Reuven even before he went to Mitzrayim, because the story of Chalo Yitzu Yaviv was much before they went to Mitzrayim. So it's not like he was a Yosem who got richer, he always had that Ashiris of the Bechayr. So how is it a good muscle? So I saw the Masha asked this Kasha, and the Masha answers that since Yaakov, when Reuven lost the Bechor, he never gave it to anyone. He only was giving it away. B'shas, he dies, so it's considered he became rich when he dies. That's when he was giving it away, and therefore that was considered Ashiris, is when he dies. But the Gemara wasn't like this pshat. That's why Reuven got it. That's why Yosef got it, because he supported his father. It wasn't like that pshat. The Gemara's a kasha. Amalei, he loved the chot of Reuven, mahani le Yosef le Yidam. What Reuven would have done a chait, then Yaakov Avinu never would have gave Yosef anything. Like Smash, but this is what he gave Yosef. He gave him the Bechara for supporting him. He didn't give him anything else. So Gemara says, Ella, like the Rashbam learns, Betzem, Avado, Yaakov gave Yosef a lot for supporting them, because the response is, first of all, we gave him the bracha of a Yidgul Roy Bikar Aretz, and in Ayin Ra, Shalatis Pam, give him that bracha. He also gave him bracha, Kaleb Yichav Yazrakot, Tiana Rosh Yosef, Kogan Ziyachav. He gave him very nice brachas. That was for support. And why did he get the Bechayra? The Gemara says like this, Ella, Rabbi Yenison, Rabbecha, so Rabbi Chelbi tells Rabbi Shmuel Marachmeni that Rabbi Yenison, your Rebbe, Loi Kachama. Didn't he say this pshat? Didn't he say this pshat? Really, the Bechor was supposed to come from Rachel in the first place. And Yosef is from Rachel. How do we know? The Chassid, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. The whole purpose of Yaakov having children was for Yosef. Ella, shekod masa Leia barachman. And somehow, Leia was beat Rachel to it with davening to Hashem, with her tefillahs. Metoich tzniyos, Yosef baba Rachel, but because Rachel had tzniyos, Hechzira Kares Baruch Hu La. Rachel got it back when Yosef got back the Bechor. So it means like this, that really it was supposed to come from Rachel and Yosef. But Leah davened very stark, so therefore she got up a certain amount of time, and then it went back to Rachel. Now what are we talking about? My Kodmasa Leah Barachamim. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, in Bereishis, in Parashas Vayetze, Ve'ene Leah Rakos. It says that Leah's eyes were Rakos, looked like it was a soft. And Pashas means like it's not nice to have soft eyes. My rakus. Ilema, rakus mamish, that it was very soft and it was like very teary, it was drippy. Efsir, begnus behema tmeya ledibak kosov. We know in Pashas Noyach, the Pasuk doesn't want to call behema behema tmeya. It says, mina behema hatayra behema ashayinena tayra. And there's extra words. Why? You don't want to say the word tmeya. So you think, gnus hadikim dibak kosov, the tayra will talk about the gnus of tzadikim. Elam Ramalazar, you know what it means? Ne Rakos, Shemanasa Arukos. The one pshat is not the pshat that we want yet. The pshat is Manasa Arukos. That Hashem gave Leah very big presents. That's what Rakos comes from, Arukos. What are the presents? First of all, she had a son, Levi, who gets Matnas Kuna, and she had a son, Lehuda, which is a Melech. So she had a lot of brachas, a lot of good things in her life. That's what Rakos means. Rav Amano, Leil Rakos Manas, you just hack us off the wall. Leil Ganayu. It was something, it was tears of tefillah. She used to shema'as aprosos rochem. She used to hear on the gas, on the street, people used to say, Shnei bonim yeshal Rivka. Rivka has two sons, and Rivka's brother, Lavan, has two daughters. Shnei bonim yeshal Lavan, it's his first cousins. And they said, Gedoyla, which is Leah, Legodol, Zinoveisa, Fuktana, which is Rochel, Lekotim, Tiakit. And Leah used to go and find out, well, you know, that's my future husband. Go to my master, you know, well, what does he do? And he used to tell him, Ish Rahu Malastim Habriois, he's a bad person, and he steals from the Briois. And Kotam Amaisa, what's the Maisim of the Kotam? Ish Tom Yesh Valim, he sits in his marriage all day. And she was crying that this is her lot. Until her eyelashes fell out from all the Bechi, and her face and her eyes became rakus. And she davened, and that's what she was zoicha to marry Yaakov. That Hashem saw that Leah was snua. It's not my snua, even but that she was snua mamish, that she was hated. So v'gnus hadikim diva kosev. The Torah will say something not nice about someone. Elo ra kars baruch hu shesnua ma'isa esav v'nea. Snua means Akash Baruch Hu saw that Leah did not like the Maisim of Esav. That's why she was davening that she wants to marry Yaakov. Yiftachas Rachman, she had children from Yaakov, and she was Zeicha because of her tefillahs to have the firstborn. Now, why did Rachel get it back? Why she Zeicha that through certain things that happened that she got it back? Mayat Sneas, the Hoysev of Rachel. Which special Sneas did Rachel have? Techsiv, Vayagid Yaakov Rachel Kiachi Avyehu, Chibem Rifku. When Yaakov meets Rachel the first time at the well, Yaakov tells Rachel, first of all, I'm the brother of your father and I'm the Ben Rivka, which is impossible. You can't be the son of Rivka and the brother of Lavan. So Aloy ben Achoisa vihi. Yaakov is not a brother of Lavan. Yaakov is actually a nephew of Lavan. Ella, what do you mean? What do you mean that ki achi avihu? Ella, Amalah, Yaakov told Rachel, Mesavtei marry me. Amalei, Rachel said, no problem, but miu Abramai. My father is a Ramai, v'leichaltelei. He will not let, because the rule is, you don't give the young one for the old one. Amalei, my Ramu, say Amalei, Isli achos, like Shishiminoi, I have an older sister. He's not going to marry me before her. Amalei, so Yaakov says, don't worry about that. Ochemni Baramois, I'm brother Baramois. Omrelei, so Rachel said, Mi Shorul Tzadikla Skui Baramois, who said you're allowed to do that? You're allowed to be a Ramai? So he answered back, yes. In Novar Tadavar, with a straight person, you go straight, and Ikesh is Tadavar. And with someone's crooked, you be crooked back. So therefore, what they do, they set up a plan. Moshe law Samadim. Yaakov gave over Samadim to Rachel to make sure it's really her. Lamaisa, Lavan, sent Leah. They bring Leah there. Shavra, Hashta, Michsvach, Soy, my sister will become embarrassed. So Satina Allah. So he gave over the Samadim to Leah. Behind the Khsid, the Palestinian, the Hebrew Baker, Vahine Leah. Vahine Leah. Machal, the Ad Hashta, Lav Leahi. I mean, told me I was not Leah. He, through the Samadim, Yaakov thought it was Rachel. And Paycha Samadim, Shemasal, Yaakov, the Rachel, Masal, Leah, but from the Samadim that Yaakov gave to Rachel. And then Rachel in turn gave it to Leah. Lehava yada Leah his shaita. He did not know it was Leah until the morning. And somehow this is called snias. Really, it's like a tzitkus that he didn't want her to get embarrassed. But it's also a snias that she was worried about other people. I guess that's called a snias. And she didn't want to tell anyone about it. She didn't want to tell anyone. Really, she could have said, "Really, it's supposed to be my wife. I'm supposed to be the wife, not Leah." She didn't say that. She was quiet. So she had a snias, and because of that, she was zeicher that. She was able to get the Bechira back.